The ravages of the state's opioid epidemic are perhaps nowhere more visible than in an area of Boston known as Methadone Mile.
This has to be the worst section of the city right now. It's full of active addicts using on a daily basis. I see it every single day.
50-year-old Vinny Pardini calls this mile-long stretch of Massachusetts Avenue, bordered by Boston Medical Center, three methadone clinics, homeless shelters, and a few drug treatment programs, a hub of drug activity.
I'm propositioned to buy heroin probably 10 times a week. If I walk to Cumberland Farms to buy a cup of coffee, I'm offered the benzos and heroin on a regular basis.
Pardini lives at Hope House, a substance use recovery program in this neighborhood. The street behind the house has been dubbed Needle Street because it's littered with the residue of drug use.
There's a cap from a needle. That's an empty heroin bag right there.
And people are often on the street openly using drugs.
There's somebody using right now. He's shooting up.
That guy right there?
Yeah, this one sitting down. He's shooting dope right now. They sit between the cars.
Oh, there's one on one side of the street, and he's got a needle, and he's injecting.
He's cooking. There's a needle right there at your feet.
Another person on the other side, he's openly doing this. He's sitting right here. He's got the band and the...
Yeah, they don't try to hide it at all. No pitches, no problem. No problem, pal.
We keep walking up to Massachusetts Avenue.
There's a few guys sleeping here. He might be overdosed, you never know. A lot of them die right here.
They die right here on this corner of Mass Ave and Melnia Cass Boulevard?
Yes, there's been probably in the last 6 months, I've seen at least six to ten fatalities from overdoses right here on this spot.
And this man in the middle of the street here on crutches looks like he's in really rough shape.
His name is Peter. He's a crack user. He has multiple sclerosis, and he has to walk with those two canes.
And he's homeless, but he comes out here every day and he panhandles to get crack?
Yes.
And there's...
Would you like to talk to him?
Sure. Pardini introduces 45-year-old Peter, who didn't want to give us his last name, but Peter says he's been living on the streets and in shelters in this area for the past 7 years.
I started with the powder when I was like 11 years old, you know, and then I started, you know, back in the 80s, you know, with the crack back then, you know.
Why do you stay in this area?
It's easy. I can call the person, go meet the person somewhere, and then take a bus or something, and I'm right back here, you know?
So it's easy to get drugs here.
Yeah.
Peter abruptly leaves, and we walk toward Albany Street, not far from rapidly gentrifying neighborhoods, where we see at least a dozen people clearly struggling.
We're the dead center of Methadone Mile right now. Now, see how he starts to slowly creep down? They don't stand up straight with the heavy methadone and the heroin use. They call it a nod. It's drug deals going on right now in front of you.
They're dealing drugs right there in the corner? How can you tell they're dealing?
Hey, I just saw money change hands.
And there's a police officer right in the street where this is happening.
They'll do it right in front of them. They move down 20 feet, and they'll go across the street. They'll come back. Both of these bus stops, it's the corner of Albany and Mass Ave. It's the hot spot.
The police just moved them all off this corner, but they're having trouble crossing the street.
Yeah, see this the one here in the end, he's very high, having difficulty walking. And you see we're one block away, and here is Boston University housing for their medical students.
Pardini and more than a few others at Hope House believe that one solution would be having outreach workers on the streets trying to persuade people to get into treatment. Fred Newton is president and CEO of Hope House.
We got to really talk to them and offer them something better.
Hope House, which has 95 treatment beds and 22 units of subsidized housing, is the oldest substance use treatment program in Boston. The drug of choice, of course, has shifted from alcohol to opioids over the decades since Hope House was founded. But Newton says there's a similar psychology.
An addict is really the most loving, caring person you'll ever meet. That's the reason that they're an addict. If the person was a selfish idiot that didn't care anything about anybody else, he'd have no reason to use, right? An addict is always just trying to live up to your standards because they're self-centered, they're not selfish.
Vinnie Pardini has been at Hope House for 6 months after a 10-year heroin habit that started with prescription painkillers. But just a few weeks ago, he found out that his drug use has caused irreparable damage.
I have terminal cancer, and I just don't want to give one day to numb my senses. I want to enjoy every day I have left. I want to feel the sun on my face. I don't want to be nodding in the corner.
Pardini's cancer is caused by hepatitis C, which is typically from intravenous drug use.
This drug doesn't care how old you are, what color you are. It just wants you dead. Heroin wants you dead. And it wants you to suffer a long time before you die.
And Pardini tries to spread that message to as many people in this neighborhood as he can. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh defends the steps that the city and the state are taking to deal with the opioid epidemic. We caught up with Mayor Walsh at a public appearance this week, and we asked him about the seemingly intractable problems on so-called methadone mile.
I think it's an unfair description of just labeling a neighborhood like that. Yeah, there's some challenges there. We have some homeless facilities there. We have some shelters there. We certainly have methadone clinics there.
Right. I mean, I was there a couple of times over the past couple of weeks. I saw people actively using, actively cooking heroin, shooting on the streets, people trying to cross the streets and falling down, people leaning on fences, dozens of people. There's a lot of people there.
This is nothing new. This has been going on for probably over a decade, that neighborhood. And we're working on, we have an epidemic, a crisis of heroin in our city. We have a drug addiction crisis, and I think a lot of work's being done on it. But again, there's more work to be done, and I think that we have to continue work through cross jurisdictions with the state. What we've done last year's budget, we're able to put in some money in the budget to address some of the concerns. Issue we're putting more money in, but it's a difficult issue to address. We also need some willingness on behalf of the people addicted, to be able to willing to go into for treatment and things like that.
Yeah, I understand it's difficult. You said more money this year. There was more money last year. What are we talking about in terms of specific amounts? Do you recall?
$1.6 million this year to hire 11 new counselors.
Counselors doing what? Counselors at city facilities or outreach workers?
Both.
How many outreach workers will we have, do you think, on the streets? Because many of the folks think that that's the key to try to address this.
Don't have the answer to that yet, but we have people on the streets now working.
Now, you, of course, understand recovery firsthand. I mean, you know how difficult this is, and I think it is hard. I think that there are probably a lot of people who are resistant to go into treatment right away, and so it almost seems like an intractable problem. What do you say to people to give them hope that this area can sort of rebound from all of this?
I mean, there's a lot of good things happening in this area as well. There's businesses there investing in the community, and they've been working with us, and we've put together a task force to look at homelessness and some of the issues homelessness, some of the issues addiction. And this isn't the only part of the city. This has happened in other parts of the city. So this is an issue we have to work citywide on and statewide. We have the Office of Recovery Service in the city, the first municipal office in the country that has dealing with the addiction issues. And we're also working on a system to have our 311 phone line. But it comes down to trying to create opportunities for people to get into treatment.
That's Boston Mayor Marty Walsh talking about steps the city is taking to deal with the opioid epidemic. To see photos of the area that some folks call Methadone Mile, go to our website, wbur.org.